Blog Talk Radio.
Have a lot of callers listening in, so even though we have the technical difficulties, if you could just share again, just so the people who are just calling can hear what you were saying. I'm sorry.
Yes, indeed. Tonight we're speaking on how can parents, male or female, walk away from their children, their biological children. I just, like I said, for the life of me, I've always wondered, you know, and I was just sharing my story about me not growing up with my own biological father. You know, and like I said, I raised the question to him. I asked him, and I asked the question, I also expressed to him how I felt, like how I resented him at one point, like, how could you, you know, just walk away and ignore the fact that I am a part of you? You know what I mean? I came for you. My mom didn't make me by herself, you know.
Right.
And you, and a lot of people are wondering that same thing, you know. But if that can even make you, a situation like that can either make you or break you. You understand what I'm saying? Stuff like that, it make me grow closer to mine because I don't want them to have that same feeling.
Even though,
you know, their father's not there 24/7, but, you know, the situation was a little different. But to actually create something and just to walk away with it, walk away from it. It just baffles me. How can you do so? I don't know. And I feel bad for this guy Johnny because he's really sincere about this, like trying to find his biological father. Now my thing is, I think now that he is actually raising the question and looking out, I think he should actually sit and have a conversation with his mother.
I agree.
On the situation, like, mom, what was going on, what happened, or whatever, you know, because she knows more than she's actually leading to him. You understand what I'm saying? Letting him on. So, you know, talk to him. If it was just like a one-night stand with his father, or y'all was in a relationship, or whatever, just give him a little more insight so he can have some type of relief as to why he's in the position he is now, you know.
Now, you know, a lot of parents don't do that, though, Diva. A lot of parents, they don't. I mean, I know it sounds bad, but a lot of, let's just say, mothers don't come clean and say exactly what the real story was. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Just be honest. Be honest and say what it is, you know. And only thing that, you know, that I can, you know, say to Johnny is, you know, sometimes you might search for things that you might never know the answer for whatever reason. And, you know, just we're going to hope and pray that his mom gives him more information than what she's giving him. Because she knows more. She understands the situation. She lived through the situation.
Right.
Stop pretending like you don't know and say what it is. You know, because if you, God forbid, something was to happen, you know, Johnny needs closure. You know what I'm saying? Even if
right.
he doesn't ever, like, speak to him one time or never speak to him again or whatever the case may be, he needs some type of closure. You know,
that's
and
right.
it, to me, he wants to find out who he is for a reason. Maybe he's
right.
at that age in his life where he really wants to know what happened. He wants to know why he wasn't in his life. And I feel like his
right.
mom should give him that. His mom holds very important information. I believe that she should tell, you know, she should say it. And if she doesn't want to face it and say it, maybe she should just write it down. So this
right.
way, if she feels embarrassed, you know,
right.
he can just read it and she don't have to say it in front of him. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. I agree with you 100%. And like you said, people are afraid of exposure. You know what I mean? Like, afraid of being judged
right.
for how you thought you was living back in the day or whatever. That
mm-hmm.
that you can't undo nothing that happened back then. You understand what I'm saying? So at
mm-hmm.
this point, he deserves a little more. I think he deserves a little more information from his mother. You know what I mean? To help him. Okay, let's see if we could reach out to your father or whatever. Now, if the father denies him after trying to reach in, then you just let it go. You understand what I'm saying? And as hard as it sounds, then you just got to let it go at that point. But he's asking the question now. Some questions, there's a lot of answers out there, and I think the mom should give him some kind of insight.
Because you never know. Maybe the father was trying to contact him as well. Like, we,
true.
You know, like, the thing about that is, like, you never really know. And, you know, maybe at some point in time they cross paths and, you know, you see it every day. You know, it happens where, like, you know, one person is supposed to be an uncle, you know, and next thing you know, the person is really a relative, you know, or something
mm-hmm.
like that. Or, like, say, the mother didn't raise the kid, you know, but the sister raised the kid, so now the aunt
mm-hmm.
is the one that raised the kid. I mean, you
mm-hmm.
see it all the time. It's just, it's so unfortunate when someone is looking. They're looking for closure. They're looking for acceptance. And they hit that crossroad of, like, not knowing, you know. That's hard. And forgive me when I say it, but we all know back in the day, you know, our parents was growing up, that things was going down and the era was different and, you know,
right,
they could have.
No.
We know what it is, you know what I'm saying? And that's what the mother has to accept. We old enough to know what the situation was back in the day. So just tell
right.
us what it really is, you know?
Right. And especially at this point, when people become an adult, because number one, we don't want them to be out hearing some story from a stranger.
Right.
You don't want nobody to hear the story from a stranger. So, you know, if your son is having these questions, it doesn't say, like he said, he didn't ask his mother much and she didn't offer much information. So some things she's just hoping that it'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I read in this letter, it's not going away. It seems like it's just starting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the wise thing to do would be just to give him whatever information you have without having to go into major detail. You know what I mean? Give him
right.
something, give him some kind of lead to where
mm-hmm.
he can, like, let me see it. Do I know, you know, any of his family or whatever? Just give him something, some kind of lead. So, like you said, he can have closure, whether the father accepts him or not, you know, because he's asking the question.
Go ahead.
I said he's asking the question, so obviously it's something's bothering him, you know. And at 23 years old, you know, he has two children of his own. You know, you have these kids that don't know their grandfather and, you know, different things like that. That stuff is hard. Like I said, and I know that from personal experience. Like, my kids probably walking right past my father right now and wouldn't know who he was. You know, other than
yeah.
seeing in the picture with me or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
as far as personal, they know nothing about him. You know what I mean? And he knows nothing
mm-hmm.
about them. So, I mean, I hate that people have to actually grow up that way. It's sad. Because, again, that's a part of you. I personally could not see myself, you know, just walking away from my kids, even though they get on my damn nerves sometimes. they,
you got that right.
I can see myself walking away with them. You know what I mean?
You
away
got that
from
right.
them. Like,
mm-hmm.
why, you know, and that's another part of our topic tonight, too, is like, why do women for the most do it? Well, parents use, when they're not with the other parent, why do you use your children against them? Stop doing that. That's so corny. Like,
right.
okay, yeah, not together anymore. All right, he has a new mate or a new girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. And you're like, oh, I don't want my kids around that bitch. I don't want my kids around that trigger. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, knock
mm-hmm.
it off. Knock it off. Stop. For what? You know what I'm saying? You see a lot of that, especially on like Ratchet TV, aka reality TV. Yeah,
love
you know, you
hip-hop,
see
love hip hop.
Oh my God, that show just makes my skin itch. you know, you see it all the time. Oh, you can't see the kids. For why they can't see it? Because y'all not humping anymore? Is that why? Because
yeah,
other than that,
right.
I mean. Even if they not paying, you knew that if they was broke, they was broke when y'all was helping. So that can't be the reason either. So stop that, because time is worth more than money any day, especially when it comes to children. It's important
mm-hmm.
for kids to have some type of male, especially a male figure, is very dominant in a child's life. You know what I mean? The things that they say to them, how they say and discipline, everything is different with a man. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, they need that in their lives, and especially this day and age. You know, I think it's really, really important, and especially for a man to be in their own child's life. I'm not speaking of uncles or whatever. And I'm going to give a shout-out to my brother, because he's on the up and up when it comes to his children. You understand? Not only has he extends himself to my children and to other children just from the community. So shout out to Rod. I don't know if y'all listening right now, but shout out to Rod Shelby, aka
That's right.
He's the ultimate uncle. He has people older than him calling him uncle.
That's awesome. Definitely shout out to him. Definitely.
Yeah, and not just my brother. Anybody out there that takes that role seriously, you understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? It's major. That's a major position. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if they see the parents doing right, then they'll grow up hopefully to do right. You know.
Right. But you know what? We got to lead by example, and we got to try to always do our best. You know what I'm saying? Because I know even like, you know, me and my situation, you know, like my fiance, we don't have any kids together. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
he steps up and he helps me, you know, with mine. You know, and I definitely appreciate it, you know, and I step up and I help him with his, and, you know, that's how we work together and we get it going, you know, but it takes a strong person, whether it's male or female, to be able
mm-hmm.
to step up and say, you know what, hey, I'm going to step up and I'm going to help, you know, so-and-so with their situation, as well as help yourself, you know, that's important.
Right.
You can't lose yourself in a mix of trying to help somebody else, but you also have to remember that, like, these kids don't ask to be here, you know. So it's unfortunate of the situations that they're in, but they didn't ask to be here, you know.
Exactly.
So why not make their life a little bit easier?
Right, exactly. My brother said thank you to everybody, so, you know, because he's listening. but you got a lot of careless people out there too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I made some effed up mistakes too. So I'm not here. I ain't judging nobody. You know, it's just something needs to actually be brought to the light. You know, just if you don't want to be taking care of these babies and all this stuff all over the damn place, strap up. You can go to the clinic and get them free condoms. They might be a little cheap or whatever. You might smell like rubber gloves, but damn it, put them on.
I don't know about that, Diva. Them cheap ones might break quicker. I don't know about that, Diva.
At least attempt. Even if it's not successful, at least you attempted. You understand
right,
what
right.
I'm saying? Then we chalk that up to divine appointment. But other than that, come on, man. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh, shout out to the Boulevard Boys too. That's That's my brother's chick. But right now, folks, we have a caller on the line. We're going to bring our first caller on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Good evening. Have you been listening, or are you just tuning in?
I just walked through the door. I just got into the house. I looked at the time. I realized it was past the hour. I said, let me just go ahead and take my clothes off, jump on. I'll take a shower a little later, so I'll be funky for about another half an hour or so.
Well, I'm glad we can't smell you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you're not going to smell anything anyway. I'm just clean like that. My body's just natural. But listen, I didn't hear the conversation, but this is what I'm going to say. Men make better caretakers. I don't know what you're going to say about that, but, you know, you can take it from there.
You said,
Now you know I disagree with that one. It's two black boys, and we are lucky that this show is for everyone who has an opinion, but I definitely disagree with that opinion. Men
you said
make better,
men are better caretakers?
That's what I just said. I think men are better caretakers. We are more sensitive. We are more caring. We are more understanding.
Oh.
You know, listen, I gotta call it for what it is.
You know why y'all like that? Because it's easier to say, go ahead and just do that than to actually
And you was raised by a woman.
Well, look at it this way. Look at it this way. Every fetus is a female before it actually gets the testosterone and become a male. In order for that fetus to become a male, it has to overpower the XX chromosome of the female to become the XY. So in order for that to happen, it has to be more sensitive, more powerful, more caring, more understanding, more loving, and just overall a better caretaker. I don't know what you have to say about that.
Okay, but listen, if that is the case, why is it not displayed that way?
Because because here's what happened. We have been misled, led astray, bamboozled, hoodwinked into believing that we need to be this dominant, domineering, you know, deep voice, you know, that kind of thing. And that's not really the case. We are on even playing fields when it comes to women, you know, because without you, there's no us. So we have to understand that we are equal. All that other stuff about, you know, king of the castle, listen, it's all right. But if you look at the lioness, she's actually the queen of that castle. And the lion, he actually just goes out and does the work. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
I'm just saying. And all of that, it all goes hand in hand. You know, one hand watches the other, and they both watch the face. Boom.
Exactly. And that makes a perfect relationship. You know why? Because if you have a man that understands your position and you understand that man's position, nobody's ever out of pocket. So everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. And you know what? That relationship is going to flourish. Man, listen, you'll be saying to yourself, why didn't I try this before? You see what I'm saying? That's what you're going to be saying. Why didn't I try this before? Man, this is beautiful. This is lovely. This is heaven. Listen. If you look in Luke 17:21, it says heaven is in us. You have heaven between your legs. You see what I'm saying? That is heaven.
Yes, sir.
You heard what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hey.
All right now.
All right.
You know what, Dave? We appreciate calling in, Dave. You give us a little entertainment when you call. And also enlighten us on a lot of things, too, because that's what.
So what was the topic about? Go ahead.
You know what it is? It's about respect. You understand what I'm saying? Respecting what you have, respecting the people that you deal with on a daily basis. You understand what I'm saying? Remaining courteous. Even though y'all together, doesn't mean you have to be, you have to give up your courtesy. You know what I mean? Still remain thank you and please and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, that stuff carries on in a relationship too. You can't give that up because you think you have this person on lock. Oh, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Start talking to people, start talking to each other or you know, ghetto and shit. Like, you know, you remain courteous in your relationship. A lot of times that goes out the window once people feel that comfortable in their relationship. Where they don't have to say thank you. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to say excuse me. You know, all of that stuff.
You should never get too comfortable, though.
I've seen that happen.
That's right. You should never get too comfortable. Who said
that's
that?
Right.
Who said that? Huh?
Oh, that's Storm. It's just I'm a little under the weather. My voice is not the same tonight, but it's Storm.
Well, listen, you are the quiet storm because your voice and the expression. What you just said, it makes a lot of sense. You know,
right.
Listen, we get what we get. And in this world, here's what happens. People love things and use people rather than loving people and using things. And they get it twisted. You see, they get it twisted all the time. And they go about life with that mentality and that mindset. But if you have the right parental guidance, man, let me tell you something. You're going to be not a perfect child, but you're going to have respect. My children, they have respect. They say good morning. They say good evening. They say yes, sir, yes, ma'am. All that good stuff, you know, right? Because that's how I was raised.
Right. And that was my next point. It's, you know, a lot of times people don't do things because they were never taught how to do it. You don't automatically come here knowing how to do everything. That's not the case. That doesn't – some things have to be taught. And, you know, you have to see the example. Because you can tell, you can yell at a kid and tell him to do something 20 times, but if he see you doing the total opposite, what you think is going to happen?
Exactly.
They won't do what they do.
But you see, the thing is, we have to take some responsibility for that as well. Because if you're rearing your kid, your child, and you say to them, hey, don't do that, and you don't reinforce that you mean don't do that, they're going to take it as you are just basically, it's like a game to them. So they're just going to hear you keep saying it. They're going to smile. They're going to play it off, and they're not going to take you serious. When you allow them to know that you're serious, you don't even need the belt. You just have a look. There's a certain that you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you give them that look, everything that they're doing stops instantly. You see, because
that's
they understand. Yeah, it's like sign language. They understand that body language. When you give them that look, they know after that it could be consequences. You see, and I'm gonna be scriptural in this one. I'm not gonna spare the rod because I'm not gonna spoil the child. So you're gonna be expecting something, and it might be the book, the same Bible that I'm reading that's gonna be you know against your back. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we gotta use the book in a couple of ways. Not only read it, not only teach it, but sometimes you might have to apply it. You see what I'm saying?
That's right. The hard way, right?
The hard way, that's right. Listen, when
way.
I grew up, you know,
but anyway,
I don't want to do
tonight.
Go ahead.
Tonight we were speaking about, Dave, how could a parent walk away from their child? You see a lot of it. Again, men and women, we're not biased over here. So men and women, you have some, you know, men making babies all over the place. You got women that have babies that somebody else is raising. And stuff like that. How can you walk away from something that belongs to you? That's a part of you. Like, you know.
Well, you know what? And it may seem difficult to some people, but sometimes children put you in such a predicament that it's either you walk away or you lose your way, if you follow what I'm saying. Sometimes if you don't walk away from the situation, you're going to end up doing something that's going to cause you to lose your way. And the way that you're going to, the way that you're going to be found is going to be behind bars or 6 feet under. So sometimes you need to remove yourself from the situation. It's like in the scriptures, they talk about the prodigal son. The son, he said, hey, give me all my riches. I want to go now and I want to experience the world. And the father said, okay. You see, technically, he allowed the child to walk away. He allowed the child to go and do what he's doing. You see? Once you went out, you experienced, he did what he did, and you knew that the son was coming back, he told his other son, hey, make the greatest meal. Let's get a party going. Let's prepare for him coming back. And the son is like, why is that, Dad? I mean, he left. And the father said, look, this is still my son. You understand? And he's coming back. We have to welcome him. You see, so sometimes you have to walk away from the situation or let the situation walk away from you, so that they can actually appreciate what it is that they have.
That's And I understand what you're saying. I agree with you 100%. You know, actually, that's what we're studying in Bible study is the prodigal son. It's and I'm talking about from the beginning, before you even get to a situation where a child wants to be rebellious or thinking that they can do things on their own. This is from the beginning I'm speaking of, where you can see this child with a person and just totally walk away from the situation. That's the thing.
Okay, in that circumstance, here's another scenario. If you're dating someone, and I'm speaking from the male perspective, if you're dating someone and you have the understanding that, look, this relationship is basically just that. There's not going to be any siblings or any children, anything going on here. We're just having, you know, some cordial relationships and everything else, and that's what it is. You both go, as a male, you use the things that you're supposed to use. Sometimes the female doesn't have the same mindset that you have. So, okay, she gets your condom, she puts a little pinhole or something in it, you think you're protected, you go in there, next thing you know, something happens, okay? Now, maybe that was not your intent, but her intentions were different than yours. So now, okay, a month come, 2 months come, she says, hey, I didn't see my red dot. They say, you didn't see your red dot. You're saying, wait a minute, I know my laser was covered, so how come you didn't see your red dot? You know? Because my scope, you know, was tuned in for that, just for that purpose. Come to find out, okay, you say, look, I don't want it. Even though I'm against that now that I know better, before I would have aborted, but now that I know better, I wouldn't. And not everyone have that growth yet, you know. So you say to them, look, I don't, you know, this was not intended. I don't want it, you know, and you knew it wasn't supposed to happen, you know.
As long as he went in with that, you understand what I'm saying? Before, like, listen, I'm not trying to have any children, or, you know what I'm saying, I'm not ready for that, or whatever. If that was discussed before that even happened, I mean, she's a dirtbag for doing some stupid shit like that anyway. If that's what she did, she's a dirtbag. But if he went in there like, listen, I don't want any children and stuff like that, then you're stuck with that. You understand what I'm saying? And then, again, like that letter that I read earlier, then you're stuck with this story when the child gets older wanting to know who their father is.
Well, you see, and here's the thing. I didn't hear the letter, but just out of experience, you see, because nobody likes to be forced into a situation, especially like a cat in the corner, you see, because then you're it's like you're being manipulated and you're being taken advantage of and you're being put in a situation that you didn't want to, you know, you didn't want in the beginning. And if you're taking all the necessary precautions, right, if you're taking all the necessary precautions and she should be doing the same necessary precautions, it shouldn't happen.
Right.
Now the thing is, I heard you mention about condoms. Be careful with the condoms because they do put things in the condoms to affect you sexually and as far as diseases and stuff. I know this is probably the first time you're hearing it, but you can check that out as well. So be careful when you're using condoms and, you know, just know them. And use the right size, guys, please. Okay, anyhow.
Don't be going out there buying magnums when you know you're only a lifestyle product. Stop playing. You can't be buying magnums and that shit don't fit. You put your balls and everything in there together. Excuse my French, y'all.
You are funny.
I'm sorry. I'll have to get that. I'm sorry. But we have another call on the line, Dave. Hold on 1 second. We got another call on. Mimi, are you there?
Miss Mo Better.
Hey, baby. What's going on, Mimi?
Nothing much. I'm just checking you ladies out. I'm like, what is this?
We are on every Wednesday evening. We are on.
I know. I'm now. You know, Martha, chime in.
Yes, it's good to hear you. I don't know if you've been listening to our topic or whatever. You know, we're talking about people walking away.
I didn't really get to hear everything. Like I said, initially I heard like some Bible stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But then that's why I texted you, and you was like, got to press 1, and then I got through.
Okay. Yes, because there's a lot of people get on and like, you know, but folks, you have to press 1 if you want to go on live and speak to the divas. We were originally talking about, you know, I received diva mail. This kid is 23 years old, and he's out looking for his biological father, whom he's never met. So, you know, and his question was, how could somebody walk away from something that's a part of them? You know what I mean? I mean, and we've been given a few scenarios tonight where the woman could have tricked the man, put a hole in the condom or whatever. But at this point, his mom should be the one to sit down and tell him as much as she know. You know what I'm saying? Being that he came up with the question.
First, as much as she remembers with some, you know, with some women. But look, that situation right there, that's real touch and go for a lot of women, unfortunately. And
right.
Children.
Yep, and right. The bad thing is the kids are the one left high and dry on the situation. You know, a lot, again, like we were, Storm and I were saying earlier, some people are afraid of being exposed from what they were doing back in the day. Listen, we know there was a lot of bumping and grinding going on. Them red light parties and all that stuff. We know all that was going on. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just give the boy a little bit of leeway. Give him something so he can have some closure.
Does the mother know?
Yes, she knows.
So why she's not telling the son? Or she did tell the son, but the father still doesn't want to be caught.
Well, that could be it too. You know, the father probably, you know, and maybe the mother is trying to protect him in that way where the father don't want to be bothered and she don't want to tell her son that. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, who wants to hear like, oh, I don't want to be bothered with you by the father? I mean, she don't really have to say that. He sees that because otherwise the father would be there. You know what I'm saying?
You walk into somebody's life at 23 years old and they don't know you from nowhere? No. Yeah, you're going to feel some type of resentment. They're going to have major problems.
Yep. And like I
whole different setting, meaning the mother would have to come together, meet with this man after so many years and sit down and explain some things and talk to her kids to hopefully get them on the same page. But, you know, I mean, you know how some of these people are. Some of them don't want to face their past like that.
Right. Right.
They don't want
it's a travesty, though. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, I just, for the life of me, again, with my own children, I couldn't see myself walking away from my children, no matter what the age or whatever's going on. I couldn't see myself walking away. You know what
me
I mean?
Either.
Feel like you just give it up. Like, how could you do that? You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm not expecting any man to get on here or a woman to get on here tonight and like, oh, I walked away from them because, I mean, again, just because that you are a host doesn't mean that you are fit to mend that position either. And I mean, I can respect you allowing somebody else to be able to take care of your child because you feel you can't handle it. But at the same time, it's selfish. I find it a little selfish that, you know, especially if you have more than one. You got more than one child and you walk away from it, it's very selfish for you to even continue to have babies when you couldn't even do the first one right. That's
no
my
attention.
Opinion.
Especially if it was a girl that they wasn't really with like that. And, I mean, I'm not saying that the woman may have been easy or whore or whatever. Maybe she fell for this guy or whatever took place. Again, we don't know the whole situation. All we know is that the young man is looking for his father. But the only person that can direct him area is his mother.
Uh-huh.
Nobody else can.
Yep, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
So he has to holler at his mother. Mommy, she needs to answer some questions.
Right.
It might be uncomfortable, but she had to know that these questions were going to come about, especially when she gave birth 23 years ago.
Exactly. Exactly. She needs to come up with some kind of answers for her son. Even if you can't answer everything, give him something that'll ease his head. You understand what I'm saying? Like, listen, son, I'm sorry. I was messing with this man. We just had a short little fling or something, some kind of story that's gonna ease his head. Because now he's taking to social media trying to find his family. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just the mother got to give him something.
Something. She definitely needs to look for her child. I mean, I don't encourage that behavior. I mean, you have to. You think these women out here, they think they can have kids nowadays, and it's not going to be any repercussions behind this later. Somebody tell you they don't want something, believe them. They don't want it.
They don't want it. Take it. Take it and run with it. Yeah. Take that and run with it. Don't try to, like Dave was saying, don't force nothing on people. You can't force nobody to love you. You can't force them to want to be a parent because you want to be one. Like, just know if they went in there and tell you that they don't want it, that means they don't want it. And you're going to be stuck holding the bag. Then you can't be mad at him. You know what I mean? And then, and like we were saying, too, now you have some women using their children against their father. Stop doing that, too. Because you do have people out there actually looking for their parents. And you got them, and you don't want them to see them. I can't stand that.
They don't want them around their father for all sorts of reasons, other women, other this, other that, except for the main goal, which should be is your job as a parent. It's the parent. And allow the other parent to parent as best they can. Now, unless your child is in harm's way, ladies, I do not recommend you sending your kids to where they're not safe.
Right. Right. Absolutely not. If it's unsafe, but if you're doing it just because he got another woman and all kinds of stuff, that's corny. Stop doing it, oh, because I don't like your girl. Why you don't like her? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's so, so corny. And I've seen that. I've seen that just recently with a friend of mine. He has his daughter, and he has another woman. The baby mama told her, oh, I don't want him around her. Why? This woman has clothed your child. She's done your child hair, went to concerts, did everything right for your daughter. Why is it such a problem with this woman being around your daughter?
Because she probably can't do it and won't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a whole other topic, ladies. Like, women like that. If that woman is decent by your kid, respectful to your child, that's not your man. That's not your man. It's never going to be your man. That's just the woman in his life. I'm not saying you owe her respect, but respect where the situation is coming from and respect that your kid has to be around it. You don't want other men kids. You don't want her to accept you except another nigga kids.
Yep. That's a fact.
When they say now, dudes, and next thing you know, they want to be mommy this and mommy that. You don't know how that woman feel about you.
Yep.
You can accept nobody else's kids, killing nobody else except yours. No, you cardboard.
That's crazy.
People that move on parent very well. Most people that move on healthy, they parent very well.
Yep. That's
the
right.
Don't move on healthy, forget about it. The one only one who suffers. Two parents thoroughly move on and realize it just didn't work out. They meet other people and they really find love or whatever it is they found. Who knows the kids? They parent very well.
Yep.
The ones that don't, you see the end result.
Yep. They like you said, they co-parent very well.
They do. Because you moved on. You moved on emotionally. It's just about your child.
Yep.
Y'all have understanding and a better agreement. Nobody's jealous of anybody.
Right. Right. Like you said, because we already know what it is. We already know what it is. It is. There's no need for us to be bickering back and forth. Listen, my child, the baby needs this or whatever, or the baby has this coming up or whatever. You could be involved. And I'm not saying y'all can just sit around and be one big happy family with each other's new spouse and all that stuff. But then, come on. Grow up already.
And that's what they don't want to do. That somebody still holding some type of resentment in that situation. But again, that young man wants to find his father, and so many of them do, and so many of them need their fathers in their lives. All of us. I mean, what kid you don't want their father, girl or boy? I mean, don't want their father.
Right, right.
And if
they
can't find a way to at least help their kid in that area when you made that decision years ago, something ain't right with you.
Right, exactly. And again, that's what I said. People are afraid of the exposure. Like, oh, man, they're going to find out this. And afraid people are going to judge them. You understand?
Everybody already knows it. You ain't keeping no secrets. Everybody knows.
Yep.
We
everybody
know
already knows. Yep, no. Well, folks, you are on live with the Diva Squad. Yep, you're on live with the Diva Squad. 646-200-3838 is the number for our internet users. You can't talk live from the computer, so you would have to call the number and press 1 if you want to go on live. But we do have folks on, you know, on the internet. They leave comments and stuff on our Facebook page. We have a couple of sites on Facebook as well. We have GQ Palace radio page. We also have GQ Palace Live. You can go on there and leave comments or whatever. Tonight is just the question of how can you walk away from your child? How can you walk away from your own biological? And the thing is, like, you know, they were like, it just feels like, you know, they say like, oh, I don't care. You know what I mean? Oh, well. That's the vibe that I got anyway. Like, oh, well, I ain't got to take care of it. Somebody else will take care of it. I just find it a little selfish.
Them kids still have questions.
Yeah, the kids, they're going to always have questions. And like I said, that could even make or break them. You understand what I'm saying? Then they get up and like he said in his letter, he has two children of his own, and he wants to be sure that his kids will never have to go through what he's going through at this current moment. You know what I mean? He's going to try to be there. He's going to be there for his kids as best as possible, whatever's in his power to do for his children. And I can respect that. Like I said, they can either make or break you. So, but then again, you have some people that has been through that and feel, and it's easy for them to walk away because somebody did it to them. Hurt people, you know what I mean? So they were like, oh, well, somebody else will do it. It has this selfish mentality. You can get that. You know what I mean? So it's a travesty. And I think, Donnie, if you are listening, you have to go to your mom and get you some answers, because
that's right.
Nobody can really answer that question for you. And I'm glad you reached out. Maybe, you know, somebody could be listening or whatever to this, and you know, maybe could reach out to you or whatever. But
even our aunt or uncle on the foster side. You know what I'm saying? If there's any communication between, you know, the family at all. It could be an aunt, uncle, cousin, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like that could even, you know, help him. But, I mean, to me, I'd rather hear it from my mama first. But if all else fails, you know, let me hear it from somebody.
Right.
Well, I have something to say here, and I wanted to just see what you think, because sometimes the hunt is never told from the lion's perspective, right? It's always told from the hunter's perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always told how good the hunt was and how accurate he was and everything else. But the life of the lion is never told to us by the lion. Now, I say that to say this. Sometimes you have a female that is promiscuous in her ways, and the gentleman knowing this sometimes have very serious questions as to who really seed that is. And unless even the DNA is not accurate, and that's why it's 99.999 a zillion nines, because they themselves know that if it was that accurate, they would have put 100. They wouldn't have to put a zillion nines. I'll get into that whole thing another time. But what I'm saying is, sometimes there's questions based on the promiscuity of the female whether the child really does belong to that man. And if it was some kind of orgy or something going on where there's multiple players involved. Now, you know, sometimes you don't want to take responsibility for that because you know the character of person that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the mother isn't going to relay that side of the story to the son to say how she was as you know, to you know, and how he happened to come into this world.
Right. She don't want to come out to her son and she was a hoe. I was messing with more than one man, and I'm not really sure who your father is. So of course you don't want to, because then it's gonna expose too much of her. But not, she's not still not seeing that your son is hurting. He's searching, you know.
Yeah, he's because, I mean, technically his father could be his uncle. Or his father could be his nephew or his cousin. His father could be his grandfather. You see, so there's so many variables that is going on there that, you know, is to why he's still searching. Now, on the flip side, you do have some guys that are just crap, you know.
Yeah.
And they should never breed and they should never have seeds because they don't do the things that they're supposed to, you see. So in that situation, castration is sometimes the best thing to do for some individuals like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, it is what it is.
Oh, my goodness. Castration.
Yeah. Take that pee-pee off. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's why I dropped a bomb on that thing there. Dave, I hate to cut you short, but tonight we're actually only supposed to be on until 9 o'clock tonight. We ran a little over because that's just how we do sometimes. So
castration.
Yeah, he's talking about cut the pee-pee off. Oh my goodness. Give him enough to pee, right? Oh my goodness. We ain't even good at go there. But we're gonna end the show now because again, we were only supposed to be on tonight. We have some other engagement going on, so we have to end the show. But we will be back the same time next week. We can actually continue this topic. We'll start out, you know, finishing up this topic next week. We always come up with different, very interesting topics every week. But if you guys have any questions, concerns, comments, or anything you'd like to email us, our email is geequee002@gmail.com, and that's all lowercase letters. Again, that's geequee002@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Facebook. I am Miss Mobetta on Facebook. You also have GQ Palace Live on Facebook. You have Rich Money on Facebook. You also have Lavina Polite on Facebook. You can hit up. You can inbox us or whatever. Send us a diva mail, a letter. You see, these letters that I actually read during diva mail are real. These are real stories. People send us all kind of emails and different things like that. So we do it on here, and it's kept anonymous unless you ask us to do otherwise. We're not here to expose people or blow anybody up, but we will if we have to, though. We can get gangster. And I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Oh, my goodness. You know how I do. But if you have anything you know you would like to share on the show, you want to give birthday shout outs or something like that, you can also do so. Just hit one of those up. Again, I'm Miss Mobetta on Facebook. I'm Wearing It Well on Instagram. And you have Storm, Lavina Storm Polite on Facebook, GT Palace Live on Facebook. And you just drop us a line or two, and we'll work it out for you. Again, we deal with strictly opinions over here. We're not licensed psychologists, so we don't go trying to sue us for anything. We gonna be wasting your time. So, but again, we appreciate
right.
the callers. We appreciate you guys calling and the letters that we get and different things like that. We appreciate those things. That helps our brand grow. So again, we appreciate you guys. The lines are always lit up. And even those that are shy, too shy to get on the air, we see you. We see that you call in. Our lines definitely light
up
all
the time.
But for the internet users, if you want to get on live, you have to call the number, which is 646-200-3838. And then you have to press 1. You'll be in the host queue until we bring you on live. But you have to press 1 in order to go on live with the Divas. Storm, do you have anything before we sign out?
No, you covered everything. Only thing
okay.
is, if they're looking to get on to the general questions, it's GQ General Questions, which is
okay.
Which is our group on Facebook, or GQ Palace Blog Talk Radio is on Facebook as well. There's a group for that also. So they could definitely contact us. They have a lot of information. And looking forward to hanging out with you next week, same time, same place, but for a long time.
Absolutely. Yes, and again, thank our caller tonight, our live caller tonight that got on the line, Mimi. Thank you, Mimi. Thank you, Dave. Thank you guys
thank
for
you,
getting
Mimi.
It. Yes, well.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave,
I have a question. I have a question
yes.
for you. I recently received a letter. Gentleman lives on the farm. He likes to have sex with Barbie dolls and chickens. I think maybe we can discuss that
oh
at another
God,
time.
I can't.
But, yeah,
I can't.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hey,
I'm touching him in his throat. He said Barbie dolls and chickens. You know what? You might find it funny, but you've got people out there that be having some kind of fetishes and shit.
Oh my
watch
God,
out for the
fetishes. Yeah, Dave. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that next week, Dave. You come on. You,
yes,
you mention that
Dave.
As a topic again next
you know
week.
What?
Okay.
Dave, don't get fired on your day off. Yes, indeed. Again, folks, we have come to the end of our show, and again, we appreciate all the callers and the listeners from over here, GQ Pals. Again, happy birthday to my baby girl, Ronice. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You're ready to turn up for Chuck E. Cheese.
Ow. Enjoy yourself.
Right.
Enjoy yourself.
Yes,
have a
indeed.
Blessed and safe week, everybody.
Yes, indeed. Call the same time next week. 646-200-3838.
God bless.
Make sure that I'm alright. Down for me with so much love, no matter what. I can't believe you deal with me even when I put you down. How can you keep giving when I disappoint you? You don't deserve it. Why do you take it? 'Cause you say I'm worth it.
You're doing the most. Hershey kisses fall the ground you walk on. If I never told you, I'm so proud to say you're mine. Tonight, this is your day.